Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
You're right?
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Now, I have your email here.
Right.
About your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
And his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now tell me about it.
Okay, well, my ex-boyfriend Nick, I split up with him about 3 months ago, and basically I've still got loads of stuff of his at my house.
You've stolen it or what?
No. It's his stuff that he left there, and I've texted him and I've called him for so long saying, do you want it? Do you want to come round and get it? He's like, yeah, definitely want it. I'll come round and get it. And he just hasn't picked it up.
So, like, what kind of things? Clothes?
It's like DVDs. He's got some decks and vinyls that he's left there, and he's a football mug.
No, he left a football mug behind.
He did.
Well, I would have as well. Have you got a football mug?
Yeah, I've got. Yeah, I got one recently, actually. But I always have my morning tea out of that.
Do you?
Anyhow,
do all boys have those? Football?
I think most boys have a football mug. Yeah,
but at the moment it's in your flat, Jenny. Right?
Yeah.
How many times have you asked? Do you think for him to come and get it?
It must be about 7 or 8 separate times.
Right. Are you still on speaking terms with him then?
Yeah, just about.
Right.
Really, so that's all we've spoken about, him getting his stuff.
Yeah. Here's a question, why don't you just chuck it?
Well, but I was thinking of doing that, but every time I've said to him, do you want it? He's like, I definitely want it. I am going to get it. Please don't throw it away. And so I couldn't, really.
Did you dump him or did he dump you?
Well, I didn't really have a choice in the matter. He kind of just started seeing someone else.
Ah, right. Okay. Sorry. Right. Why don't you just throw it all out then? Just get rid of it, apart from the mug.
I'm trying to take the moral high ground here.
Oh, that's a horrible place to be. Always go for the moral low ground. It's much more fun.
Okay, right, I think I've got some kind of idea to resolve this, okay?
Okay.
I noticed on your email you did put Nick's number on, just in case we wanted to do anything with that.
Yeah.
So, what we've done, Laura gave him a call earlier and kind of sweet-talked him a little bit.
Right.
And we're going to play a game, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
And whatever happens... No, this is good, right? Whatever happens at the end of this game...
Yeah.
His stuff will be out of your life forever, and there'll be no more reminders of Nick.
Perfect.
Okay?
Apart from in your head.
Hi, Nick.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Sorry, Jenny.
Oh, God.
You heard what Jenny had to say, yes?
Yep.
You've left all your stuff around her house for 3 months, and she still hasn't flogged it or thrown it away.
Well, I wouldn't really say that I left it there.
Well, no, you have clearly left it there.
Well, it kind of found its home there for a while, and like it's just there now until I find a new home for it, really.
But like a storage unit.
I'm not sure I like you. And you ran off of somebody else.
I'm not saying anything about that.
Right. Well, you did. See, I think it's guilt.
Do you?
I don't think he can bear to see Jenny knowing what a git he is.
I think he's worried that he might go around to pick his stuff up and see her and won't be able to control all his old feelings. And then that might, you know, start a whole new thing.
I don't think he cares.
Don't you?
No.
Men, hey?
I'll let you ponder on that one.
Yeah.
Right, listen...
relationship experts that we both are.
this is what I want to do, OK?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need to get the phone, anybody? Hello?
Hello?
Right, OK.
Hello?
Right, this is what I want to do, OK? We want to have a little quiz. Nick.
Right.
Are you paying attention, Nick, or have you lost interest?
I can see why you aren't getting... He really can't be bothered to get his stuff back, because he kind of loses interest after about 2 minutes, doesn't he?
What I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Nick.
Hello.
Right, OK, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a quiz, OK?
Yes.
Right, and for each question you get right, yes, I'm going to get someone to go round to Jenny's and they will carry over an item of your stuff absolutely free of charge. No effort required for you at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah?
Excellent. That's
perked up now.
But... for each question you get wrong, Jenny is going to destroy an item of your personal belongings right here and now on Radio 1.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Not at all. That's perfect. You're good plan.
Podcast. Radio
1. Right, so we've been talking about some interesting sports, which they show, they televise in Canada recently. There's a new one.
Well, another one, even on top of honey better. Wrestling and on top of pillow fighting.
Yep, so far we've brought you the Canadian PFL, the Pillow Fight League.
And they are just going at it. You're not seeing a lot of swinging so far, but they really are trying to get each other down on the ground so one of them can get a successful submission or the 1-2-3 count. Oh, one of the pillows has gone flying there.
Right, so we're bringing that to the UK, the UK PFL, because it's huge in Canada.
That's quite easy to do, so we can do that.
Then there's the honey wrestling, which does come from Lithuania, but they show it on TV in Canada all the time.
Good evening, fans of sports and light erotica. You must be hungry to see passionate fights and juicy scenes.
The honey wrestling is quite something.
Gone. And Wayward Anaconda immediately goes to do her job.
Yeah.
I've already started investigating some potential contestants for that.
For
the honey wrestling.
Have you?
Yeah. Just talked to some people, you know.
All right. So this new one, this is once again enormous in Canada.
Okay.
It's called Man versus Beast, where they pit humans at the top of their game against animals.
The top of their game?
Yeah.
What kind of game?
Like, you know, people who are big and powerful.
And fit and strong and stuff.
Or just, or they've done a great achievement in their life. For instance, a recent episode pitted the world's hot dog eating champion against a bear to see who could eat the most.
You are kidding me.
I'm not. And here's another one. One of my favourite episodes. Mm. Elephants competing against 44 little people.
Right.
In a tug of war. Listen to this.
Both man and beast are set to go, so the duel in the desert is on.
Ready, set, go.
Here we go. Now for both teams, the elephant and the little people, overcoming the inertia is going to take a feat of amazing determination. Look at them strain. Look at the elephant. You can only imagine how difficult it is for the little people. These jets are huge. But these people are determined, and there are the wheels. The wheels are moving. The elephant has also gotten his jet going. So now it's anybody's event. Look at this, folks. Look at these little
The little people and the elephants are both trying to pull an aeroplane.
Incredible. They are determined, and it is going to be close.
This is so wrong.
It's when the front wheel of the jet crosses the finish line. Okay, the first group of little people have crossed the finish line. The elephant is just making it now. And I'll tell you what, it's very close. It's very close, folks. It's incredible. Oh, the little people are putting forth a tremendous
effort. Come on, little people.
44 little people are going toe-to-toe with an Asian elephant. The elephant looks like he's pulled into the lead. Has won. The elephant, the beast, has beat the man. The beast has beat the man.
Now that is a sport. That is the third biggest sport in Canada after honey wrestling and lacrosse.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so I've been talking to Jenny and her ex-boyfriend Nick. They split up 3 months ago, but Nick still has loads of his personal belongings at Jenny's place. And he can't be asked to pick it up, but he says he still wants it. So we are now going to resolve this little situation through the medium of a quiz. That's right, isn't it, Jenny?
Yeah, that's the situation.
Right, so here's the plan. We have your ex-boyfriend Nick on the line right now.
Yeah.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Still there.
Ooh. Right, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, Nick. Still paying attention? Good.
Yep.
For each question you get right, you will get a bit of your stuff back.
Excellent.
Well, I will personally pay for it to be delivered from Jenny's place to your place. No hassle for you.
Good, good, good.
For each question you get wrong, Nick, Jenny will destroy an item of your stuff. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. All your questions are about... Do you need to get that phone? Hello?
Hello?
Do you need to get that phone?
No, it's all right.
Okay, all right. I wouldn't want to lose your attention halfway through.
No, it's all right. No, I'm with you. Don't
right.
worry.
Okay, all your questions today, Nick, are about Jenny.
Okay.
You confident?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Okay. How long did you go out with Jenny for?
It was about a year.
Right.
Was that the first question?
No.
All right.
Right.
Not bonus.
You should know all the answers then in that case.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Okay, Jenny, what's the first item?
Okay, we got his DVDs. And the DVDs I've got here are Kill Bill, his Rocky box set, and Little Miss Sunshine.
It's a brilliant film. Yeah.
Right, get this question right, Nick, and your DVDs will be yours again. Even Excellent. Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine is brilliant.
If you get them wrong, Jenny will trash them. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Right. What colour are Jenny, your ex-girlfriend's, eyes?
Oh, I'd have to say green.
Yeah.
It is green.
Yay! Yeah.
Would you have got that right, Chopper?
What, knowing Jenny's eye
color?
No. No, I don't think... have we, Jenny?
Not that
No, either. No.
No, I mean about your lovely
would
wife.
Would I have got eye colour right?
Yeah, loads of blokes don't know that.
No, I would never... No.
You wouldn't know that.
I'm always grateful if they're just both pointing in the same direction when I look into eyes.
Okay, Nick, right, you've got your DVDs back. So Brilliant. We're going to deliver them back to you, all right?
Excellent.
Jenny, tell us the next item.
Okay, the next item is his football mug, which, yeah, controversial. On the front, it says, world's best footballer.
Oh.
Sweet.
Of course.
Okay, well, if you answer this question right, I will get that mug back to you in one piece. Get it wrong, and the mug gets it, Nick.
Okay.
All right. What is Jenny's favourite film?
Ooh, that's a difficult one.
Have a think. You don't want to get this wrong, do you?
No, I don't really. I'll take a bit of a guess and say Titanic.
Nick, no, I'm afraid you're wrong.
What is it?
What? Anchorman.
A bit of a difference there.
I know.
I'm not really big on my films, but I know there's a difference.
Even
there.
I know the difference between Titanic and Anchorman.
Although Titanic's always a good bet, I think, if you don't know.
Nick, I'm afraid that's the wrong answer.
Oh, pretty woman. Or ghost.
Jenny, right, you know what to do.
Yeah.
I want you to destroy your ex-boyfriend's mug right now.
I'm so looking forward to this.
Go. Yay! Oh, how are you feeling, Nick?
I'm very, very hurt at the moment.
I'm feeling your pain at the moment.
The mug is no more.
Yeah.
There is one item left, and it's a good one. What is it, Jenny?
It is Nick's deck and set of vinyl.
Come on, be fair.
No, we're playing a quiz, aren't we? Right, yeah. Okay, listen, get this question right, Nick, and your record decks, which I presume have got some value, and also your vinyl will be delivered to your door absolutely free of charge.
Rightio.
Get it wrong, and I'm afraid Jenny destroys your decks and precious vinyl.
Now, that's just plain wrong, really.
Jenny, you have unplugged them, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
That would be bad end to the quiz if you were electrocuted.
It would end on a bit of a low, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
He'd win.
Yeah, he'd win.
Right, it's all on this question. Nick, how are you feeling about this? Nick.
Hello.
Oh, he's gone again!
Nick, how do you feel about this?
I'm not really feeling that good about it at all.
Right.
At all.
You have the worst attention span of anybody we've ever spoken to.
He really has.
I know.
He's lost interest four or five times now.
It must have been a nightmare to go out with.
Right, okay, here's your question to save your decks and your vinyl.
Yes. Give it to me, come on.
What is Jenny's bra size?
She's your ex-girlfriend, you should know this.
That's like asking a woman to read a map, innit?
You're doing yourself a lot of favours today.
I'm waiting for the answer.
Pardon?
God. I might just smash them up now rather than waiting for the answer.
Okay, what's your guess, please?
I'm pretty sure it's 36C. 36C?
Jenny. Okay. Jenny.
Yeah.
And?
He's wrong.
What is it, actually?
It's 34C.
Oh, Nick, you're wrong.
No, don't.
Okay, Jenny,
no.
Off you go. I'm sorry, Nick. Nick? I think he's lost interest again. Keep going, Jenny. Podcast. Radio 1. So far, in our UK version of the Pillow Fight League, PFL, which we're bringing from Canada to the UK, so far Joe Wiley has signed up as a celeb, and the drummer from the Kooks, Paul, who we spoke to earlier. Apparently we have another celebrity who is willing to do it on the line now.
We do. This is Matthew Hoggard, England cricketer.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott, and this is Chappers. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm very good. What makes you want to do this, can I ask?
I heard Pillows and Fight. It's very childish, and that's right up my alley.
Right, OK. So if we set a date for this, I could have a pillow fight with you.
Wait,
this is as soon as we mentioned it last, I went.
I was say, do we have to do a kind of cricket quiz with him?
No, it was a genuine text on my phone, so it is definitely him.
This is definitely Matthew.
Is it very wise, Matthew, given the fact that Michael Vaughan and Kevin Peterson are both injured, for you to want to do this?
Well, they're soft batters, aren't they? I'm a bowler, and you can't hurt yourself with a pillow.
Also, what are the chances of me injuring him? Let's be honest. Tell me, I've nothing to worry about England, really.
Would this impress the new England coach if you were pillow fighting?
I don't know, but it'll make me have some fun. And if I'm not bored, I'm not annoying anybody else.
Any of the other lads want to do it? Alistair Cook, maybe?
Well, hey, I can always ask him. His bedtime manners very well, I think.
Right. Well, do make sure you ask him. Thanks. Right, so that's... So that's Matthew signed up as well. Thanks so much, Matthew. We'll be in touch with a date, all right?
Excellent.
Nice one. BBC Radio 1 podcast. Now, this all started ages ago when somebody I knew was trying to send some flowers to their loved one, and the florist would not send them because they said the message on the card was a bit rude. So, since then, we've been trying to find a florist who will refuse to send whatever message we want to put on the card. We have tried everything. We've organised a bank robbery through flowers. We've insulted people's children with a bouquet. Now, this time, it's Laura sending the flowers and the card that goes with them. Now, I have to warn you, if you have young children listening at the moment, or if you're a slightly sensitive disposition, it might be wise to turn the radio off for the next 2.5 minutes, or turn it down. Any rude words have been bleeped out, but if you've got kids with you, I'm going to leave it up to you as a parent or guardian.
Parent.
A parent or guardian to decide whether you should listen to this next bit on Radio 1. Or if you just don't like wooed, saucy stuff. Give you a couple of seconds. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's Laura calling the florist. But will they put what we want on the card?
Hi, can I help you?
Hiya, yeah, I'd like to arrange for a delivery of flowers, if that's possible.
Mm-hmm. When's this for?
For tomorrow.
Okay, and who the flowers for?
It's for Stephen.
Right. Now, have you got a card message?
Yeah, it's quite long.
That's all right.
Okay, starts, I miss you.
Miss you, yep.
I can't wait to feel your skin on my skin again.
Yep.
For you to kiss my soft lips.
For you to kiss my soft lips.
Ah.
Yep.
I hunger for your touch.
Uh-huh.
I want you to caress my silky thighs.
Caress my silky... Uh-huh.
Nibble my rocky...
What?
Nibble my rocky...
My rocky... Uh-huh.
Part me like the Red Sea.
Sea, yep.
I want you to caress my...
I want... Uh-huh.
And my... I'm all yours. Come get me.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Do you think you'd be able to read that back, just so I can check you've got it right?
All right, OK, hang on 2 seconds. Right. Right, hang on 2 seconds. I've got to take you downstairs. Right?
OK.
Right. Miss you. Can't wait to feel your skin on mine. For you to kiss my soft lips, I hunger for your touch. I want you to caress my silky thighs, nibble my rocky part me like the Red Sea. I want you to caress my and my. I am all yours. Come and get me. And that's it.
Once again, we failed. He really would put that on the card.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Andy.
Hey, Scott. What's happening, man?
Yeah, very good. Are you all right?
Man, depressed, disastrous.
Why? You're in Cardiff, and what's happened today? You've not had a good one, have you?
Nah, man, I failed my driving test.
Oh, how many times have you done it now?
Three.
This is the third one, and he failed it.
Man, big time.
What happened?
Well, you know how you got, like, a lollipop lady at the traffic lights? That, you know, presses the button and lets people go across?
That's right, yeah.
Well, as I'm approaching, you know, the traffic lights, there was another learner driver coming across the road. And all of a sudden, the car kind of veered over towards me. And so I veered the other side, mounted the curb, and the lollipop lady landed on my bonnet.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she was fine. Bruised bum.
All right, so you nudged the lollipop lady.
Yeah.
So what did you fail for? Mounting the curb or running over the lollipop lady?
Mounting the lollipop lady.
Right.
But I can relate to that, because I nudged a small child once and kind of knocked him over.
Yeah.
But he was fine as well. But I did have to go to court.
Because you drove off.
Because I didn't drive off. No, don't say I did drove off. I did not drive off, I'd like to point out. I stopped him as a responsible citizen. Pardon?
I said you're a hit and run driver.
No, I'm not! Right, let's stop this right here. No.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.